SSRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Attackers seizing a tanker linked to Israel off the coast of Yemen.
In a third such assault during the Israel-Hamas war, attackers have seized a vessel linked to Israel off the coast of Aden in Yemen. The ship management company Zodiac Maritime, part of Israeli billionaire Eyal Ofer's Zodiac Group, labels the attack on the Central Park tanker a suspected piracy incident. It's not immediately clear who's behind the suspected hijacking. Aden's held by forces allied to Yemen's internationally recognized government and the Saudi-led coalition that's battled Iranian-backed Houthi rebels for years. Zodiac's previously been targeted. In 2021, a drone attack assessed by the U.S. and other Western nations to have been carried out by Iran killed two crew members aboard one of its oil tankers. I'm Mimi Montgomery.
Day three of the ceasefire between Israel and Hamas back on track. Militants freed 17 hostages, including 14 Israelis, and the first American, a little four-year-old girl who has dual Israeli citizenship. Also at srnnews.com, the long Thanksgiving weekend is over and millions of Americans have been heading home, and officials say so far very few travel-related problems.
This has been a really smooth Thanksgiving holiday travel period. We haven't had issues related to flight delays. So we've been very fortunate this time, and we're not expecting any other flight delays or cancellations today due to weather.
In Los Angeles, LAX spokeswoman Victoria Spilabotti, and retail executives bracing for a possible spending slowdown during the holidays. American consumers continue to face pressure from dwindling savings, increased credit card debt, and, of course, stubborn inflation. This is SRN News. A new tally of how many congregations have left the United Methodist Church.
7,286. That's according to officials with the denomination, and they also report more than 5,200 of those left just this year. The issue, of course, is homosexuality. The UMC has been hemorrhaging congregations ever since its leadership decided to embrace same-sex marriage and homosexual ordination. Next year, a meeting will be held to work out a formal split in the UMC, but some wonder if it will even be necessary. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Michigan Democrat Governor Gretchen Whitmer signing a package of pro-abortion bills. Reproductive Health Act will repeal regulations aimed at abortion doctors and clinics. It will also ensure that students at Michigan public universities and colleges can access information concerning abortion. This is SRN News. Flight data recorder from a U.S. Navy spy plane that overshot the runway near Honolulu last week has now been found. Ron DeRockster reports.
The good news comes as the investigation into the cause continues as teams are working on a plan to recover the large plane from the water. The Navy conducted surveys of the plane Thursday to assess the aircraft's structural integrity in the surrounding coral and marine environment, which will aid them in minimizing impact during the removal, although no time frame has been given. There were no injuries to the nine people on board the PA-8 during Monday's accident. Ron DeRockster reporting.
Top diplomats from South Korea, Japan, and China agreeing to revive cooperation among the Asian neighbors and resume the leaders' trilateral summit. However, in a weekend meeting, all three foreign ministers still failed to reach an agreement on the timing. More details at srnnews.com.